D-Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Adam Finnegan in with Chase McCabe this hour, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by our guy, Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter. Teron, of course, you were out at rookie minicamp over the weekend. Everybody wants to know what Cam Ward looked like. What did you see? What did you hear? What did you like about what you saw from Cam Ward over the weekend?
Well, you know, it wasn't like he was fully competing and 7-on-7 and team period and all that. It was more of an instructional practice. But what we got to see was just him out there in action. I think that was the highlight of it for me, seeing the leadership shine through, right? He and Alec Iomanner, they didn't have a rep that he liked, and so he called him back, and he went back in line, and they completed it, and it was done the right way. Those are the things that I liked about him. I've seen the different arm angles and the zip on the ball. Those were all good, but, I mean, it has to be contained because this is just the beginning.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but the lid is already off of that jar, my friend. There are overreactions everywhere.
Come on, TD, you know how this works.
Including with one player in particular, Xavier Restrepo. Titans fans really want Xavier Restrepo to succeed because of his connection with Cam Ward. But in your minicamp notes that you posted on social media on Saturday, you said, quote, Xavier Restrepo was first in line for wide receiver drills. He's the most polished of the wide receivers here. So take us through what you saw from Xavier Restrepo, understanding, as you said, it was only one practice, but what did you like about Restrepo? Why did he come off as the most polished of the wide receivers?
Well, the footwork is a lot quicker. It's cleaner, in and out of the breaks and those types of things. The route running, catching the ball with extreme confidence, all of those things were there. And that's no slight on Chimere Dike or Alec Iomanner. There's no slight at all on TJ Sheffield or any of the other guys that were out there. It's just, look, man, Restrepo played a lot of football. You got to remember that. This guy has played a lot of football in college and obviously before then. So naturally, he's going to be the most polished out of all of them. And he's just a flat out, he's a football player. He's a good one at that. So, he wasn't drafted as high because of the measurables and whatnot, but, I mean, he looked good. He looked smooth. He looked fluent. And he caught the ball more consistently than anybody. His routes were more crisp than anybody. You know, the routes on air, so make of it what you will, but he was the most polished out of all of them.
Brian Callahan was asked after practice about Xavier Restrepo's 40 time, which is something that a lot of people have brought up. Probably played a role in him not being drafted. How much stock do you put into that? And do you think that Xavier Restrepo should be dinged for his less than stellar 40 time?
Well, it's a part of the equation, right? So, yes, you do need to cause that to go back to the film and say, okay, wait a minute, was there a time where he was too slow? I don't remember seeing any times where he was too slow. I watched 4 or 5 games. I don't remember seeing it, but I will say this. It is, like I said, a part of it. So you're going to, you know, ding him for it, to use your word. At the same time, you got to remember what you're asking him to do. You're not going to ask him to run in a straight line too often for 40 yards. Like, that's just not what you have him do. You have him run all the underneath stuff. Sometimes you give him those deep overlooks and stuff like that. I mean, he just so happened to have a 77-yard reception on a deep over against Cal. If you go back and look at that last drive, the 92-yarder to take the lead. So, I mean, it's not like he can't do that type of stuff.
Because a lot of the attention, obviously, Teron Davenport with us, obviously a lot of the attention, Teron, was on the offensive side of the ball with Cam Ward, Xavier Restrepo, and others. But who stood out to you on the defensive side of the ball at practice?
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't see much of the defense because obviously we were focusing on install and everything with the offense. But, I mean, you got to mention Femi Oladejo, just the energy that he had and how he was just kind of directing some of the guys and cheering them on. And, you know, he's a rookie just like them. You know, they all had the same amount of time with the playbook, et cetera, but he was a guy that definitely emerged as a leader. And I'm curious to see how that will transfer over to working with the veterans. I think between he and Arden Key, that's going to give a lot of energy to the outside backer group.
ESPN's Sharon Davenport joining us here on DVD. What's up, TD? Been a minute that I've gotten to talk to you. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah. Doing really well.
As I look at the receivers, and granted, I know this is post-rookie minicamp, pre-OTAs, pre-training camp, all that stuff. But as I try and put seven receivers on this roster, give or take, maybe it's six, maybe it's more than that, who knows. I can't find a scenario where I don't have Restrepo making it. Now, I kind of look at that it could be, you know, Oliver and Restrepo down to that final spot. It could be those two and Burks down to that final spot. Because, look, I don't think it's a lock that Traylon Burks is on this team. In fact, I think he's played his last down as a Titan, if I'm just being honest. How do you look at this receiver battle today on May 12th with training camp still several months away?
Yeah, I think they still try to get one last squeeze out of the Traylon Burks contract or era, so to speak. So I think eventually he'll land on the roster. But, I mean, I doubt they keep seven. Six is reasonable. And when you look at Chimere Dike, he was one of the guys back there on punt return. You know, he didn't do that too often at Wisconsin or Florida, but, you know, it's something that he will do here. So you have him. Van Jefferson is going to be an interesting one because I honestly wonder, like, okay, are they going to – because I've seen a team, you know, sign a veteran, and it's like, okay, yeah, that veteran's on the roster, and then it comes time to make the final cuts and everything, and he doesn't. So I'm not saying that Van Jefferson is a guarantee, but he's – you know, it's more or less he, Bryce Oliver, Restrepo, Mason Kinsey, you know, a lot of these guys fighting for those last two spots, and it's going to be interesting watching that play out.
When you think about undrafted free agents in Titans history, I mean, is Drew Bennett probably the best one that comes to mind? Is that what Restrepo or anyone else would have to live up to?
Well, I mean, Bennett was a different type of receiver. He was asked to do different things, but I think you know you could put Restrepo more along the Mark Mariani range.
One.
Now, he's not the same returner as Mariani, well, whatsoever, but you know, I was talking to Coach Mack before practice, and I told him, I said, you know, if you want somebody to get back there that, and you know he's going to catch the football on punt return, hey, that's your guy. You know what I mean? He's not going to get you too much return yardage, but he will give you that security back there when you need it. So I think special teams can be a ticket onto the roster for him, but it's just at his size. Like, I don't know how much contribution you could get from him as a gunner or, as you know, on kickoff team or anything like that. But he's just really just like slot and punt returner, and he's just going to have to be a heck of a slot in order to make it onto the roster.
The schedule release is Wednesday. Over, under 1.5 primetime games for the Titans.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I would take the over. I feel like the Chiefs game is going to be a primetime one. That would be like a Sunday night football one. You know, just the young gun against the GOAT. You know what I mean? Get Cam Ward against Patrick Mahomes. I think that may – draw some primetime interest. Obviously, the Patriots game is going to be one for all the million of stories on that one.
I was also going to say the Patriots game as well, Toronto. I want to ask you about something outside of Tennessee. Last week, the Pittsburgh Steelers traded George Pickens to Chase's Dallas Cowboys. An interesting move there. What do you make of that fit and George Pickens as a receiver? Because to me, he is what I would call a boom or bust type of guy. He is capable of having huge games, but I feel like there's no in between. He's either making a huge impact on the game or he's not. What did you think of that trade in particular and Pickens as a receiver?
Well, you kind of knew it was going to happen. I will say that. Pickens is, I mean, he's a legitimate deep threat. He'll give you the acrobatic catches, and he'll block for you. It's just, he showed it even in college. I remember freshman year, he got ejected from a game for fighting, you know, and they were rumbling all the way into the end zone. You know, you got to have the locker room to be able to absorb that. I'm curious, you know, how that will work in Dallas. But if he hits and you have that complement to CeeDee Lamb, like, that could be a very, very lethal tandem. So I look forward to watching the workout. He's a guy that I know somebody had asked about him coming to the Titans. I was like, yeah, that locker room, I don't know if that's, you know, that's a place where they would want him, where he would be a good influence. But you never know. In Dallas, you know, they have some veterans there. You got CeeDee Lamb there, so we'll see what happens.
Speaking of receivers, Teron, there are a few veteran wide receivers still looking for work. And depending on what happens in OTAs and training camp, could you see the Titans having interest in one of those veteran receivers? I believe Amari Cooper is still looking for work. Keenan Allen is still looking for work, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong there. But could you see the Titans sniffing around those receivers depending on what happens in training camp and during the offseason?
No, I doubt they do any of that. I mean, they got 12, 13 of them on the roster right now. I think they have enough guys to choose from. And like I said earlier, you got five or six guys competing for those last two spots. They're in good, number-wise, good shape.
Who do you see as someone who could emerge as a key punt returner for this team? I believe you said over the weekend that Xavier Restrepo took some reps there. DK took some reps there. Jaquan Jackson still on the team, had some struggles in that department during the season. Is there a player that you're looking at as someone who could solidify that position?
If they could find an extra spot on the roster, and if the guy flashes right away, Virgil Lemons, he's an undrafted free agent, cornerback. He's okay as a corner. He's solid as a corner, but the punt return aspect, I mean, he averaged 25 yards of punt return. Now, granted, this is at Western Florida, so it's not against the same level of competition as the SEC. But if he could show something quickly, and we know John Fossil is no stranger to bringing a guy that just came out of nowhere onto the scene. So I definitely would watch that. 602 punt return yards last year. He was legit, man. You know, he's about 6 feet, 180 pounds, so he's a wiry guy, but he has super speed, and he made a lot of plays in college. So that's somebody, if you want, like a sleeper. You still got to look at Chimere DK, who was back there. He brings a lot, too, as well, you know, from a speed perspective, so we'll see.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, joining us on D. Mace, Vingan, and Donick as he does every Monday. Teron, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
I appreciate it. Take it easy.
Teron Davenport on the program. 615-737-1025. We will take your thoughts on Titans minicamp, your favorite overreactions, because boy, did I see plenty.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about the king of overreaction coming up next, because, Chase, you're here so I can quote The Simpsons and you'll know what I'm talking about. To quote Superintendent Chalmers talking about Principal Seymour Skinner, the rod up Jared's butt must have a rod up its butt. And yep. I'll explain. Coming up next, Chase McCabe, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.